RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Starting systems. Mainframe activated. Updating network. Downloading news. Facing cultures. Looking up for language tips. Rewriting literature. Turning on entertainment. Drawing up opinions. Rebooting learning. Ready? Set. Go.
Go.
Just like you're listening to In Billionaire.
Tengo un perro viejo que no tiene raza. Me persiguió en la calle hasta mi casa. Aquí se quedó y estamos los dos saltando en una pata. Tengo un jardín pequeño que florece y me da pa' fumar cada 6 meses. Yo no pido más, es la vida que uno se merece.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to all to In Billionaire, the program from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas at Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia. Welcome again to our radio program, where we can trip around the foreign languages, variants, and the suggestions to our dear students.
Good morning, y'all. For today, we've planned a very special and meaningful program. We really hope our listeners can have fun and can enjoy it as sure as we will. For today, guys, we've thought of quite an interesting and important topic, considering that we're living in a multi-identity, a multicultural environment. The courses and classes at the university should be more than just content, right? That's why at INVIL, we think that we're way more than just English or languages courses.
INVIL Today. News and interviews to be tuned with INVIL.
Once again, you guys, we are here with you all to send you loving greetings with our best wishes of health, work, wealth, and well-being, best energy and vibes to each one of you guys and your families. We remind you that we are about to start a new academic term. For that, it is important that we all keep in mind the importance of our ongoing practice, constant communication, dedication, and our responsibility for our duties.
Thank you, John, for reminding us all that, and you're totally right. It is super, super important for us to be attentive with our academic process. We remind you that we are about to start one, which this one lasts one whole semester. I also want to tell you that we continue doing virtually all our different activities. We've got activities at CIPAS, laboratories, workshops, webinars, all the events, among others. We use quite useful and resourceful tools, okay, such as Zoom, Adobe Connect, meetings, and Skype. So please, dear students and all the community, be attentive to all the invitations so you can practice actively in each one of them, okay?
Okay, David, I want to share you this record.
Bueno, un cordial saludo para todos. Mi nombre es Héctor Andrés Sánchez, líder del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la zona Centro Oriente. Yo me encuentro en Bucaramanga. Aquí tenemos un equipo de profesores bastante dinámico, bastante participativo, y bueno, nosotros acá en la zona tenemos 2 espacios semanales de aprendizaje de lengua extranjera, de inglés y francés, que está abierto para todo el público, para todas las personas, estudiantes, externos, amigos, familiares. Todos están cordialmente invitados los martes a las 6 de la tarde vía Zoom. Tenemos webinar gratuito de inglés, y los jueves a las 6 de la tarde tenemos webinar gratuito de francés. Estos se hacen, como lo dije, vía Zoom. Son espacios de aprendizaje, se puede aprender vocabulario, gramática, expresiones, y en sesiones bastante interesantes y con profesores muy entregados. Bueno, la invitación es para que nos sigan en el Facebook, UNADZCORI, así nos pueden conseguir en el Facebook. Allí vamos a estar compartiendo las invitaciones, los enlaces y bueno. Entonces, bueno, UNADZCORI en Facebook, ahí nos pueden seguir. Bueno, y nada, invitados a que aprendan estos dos maravillosos idiomas que es el inglés y el francés. Un saludo para todos.
The hashtag. Because you're worth it, your voice too.
Well, friends, as we mentioned before, it is quite obvious that our reality now demands more complex and complete education, right? That is why we from INVIL think that not only are we a language institute itself, but a place for people to learn how to discover new words, new cultures, and the right place to learn useful things for different aspects of life.
John, that what you're mentioning is quite a point, you know. It is important to start considering the multidimensional aspects of students. That old and kind of archaic idea that students only learn the language like a compilation of rules not only is useless, but to be honest, I think it is a bit ridiculous, you know, just reality has changed a lot, language learning has changed a lot, so we for us to continue thinking the same way. What do you think, John?
Totally agree with you, David. That is why at INVIL we make constant efforts to keep improving the vision of how the language learning approach should be. There are different learning spaces in which cultural aspects are talked about. There are also some other platforms we use so as to come up with activities that encourage students to go beyond language and start considering their lives critically.
Well, John, that's really impressive, and thanks for mentioning it. I do think that's quite important for us as Language Institute, given that our mission is to impact thousands of people's lives, right? That is why we have such an important visit at our radio program for today. We've invited teacher Andres from Scotty. For him to tell us a little bit his thinkings, what he does as a leader in his own. So it is such a pleasure to have you here, Andres, and I would like please you to give us your opinion about this approach we're talking about.
Yes, David, thank you so much for the invitation. Hello, John. Thank you, guys. Thank you for inviting me to the radio show. Yes, I'm Andres Sanchez. I'm from Bucaramanga. I'm very happy to be here. I am the leader teacher of the Central Eastern region. And yes, guys, you're right. Learning a language is more than studying with a book or a structured pattern. When a person studies any language, he learns about culture, geography, idioms, expressions, and more. English, in particular, is a rich language full of history. Our institute, INVIL, has everything for everybody to learn and acquire those aspects I just mentioned. That's why I invite everyone to study and learn English and French with us, with the Institute, yes?
Yes, teacher. Normally, the people consider when we talk about some English course or English program, we are referred to some simple institute where appear simple places or typical dynamics around the teaching and learning of the foreign languages. So here at UNAD, we have different aspects that the people on ground in this moment, because through the technology and obviously the different facts, like the competence of the teachers through the virtuality, could offer more and or another things or difference to the different students that wanna stay here in, at UNAD in the different programs. So I consider we are offering not only an English course, we are offering a program for the life, for increase in the different competence, for the acquire new job, for acquire a linguistic competence, and obviously could interact with the cultures and the world, because the English, we know, is a worldwide language, yes?
I would like to add something, John and Andres, and it's something that Andres just mentioned. At Invio, we've got more than just one language course, which I think is totally important, you know, regarding the fact that we're living in a multicultural place, as we mentioned in the introduction. We not only do we have English as an international language, but we also have French, which is totally important. And I think you guys might correct me, not only is it French or English, but we're planning to have more languages. And so as to link that to what John just mentioned, we offer, that's I think important to talk, we offer a multitasking, multi-dimension language courses, not only English, but languages courses, which I think is very important and very useful for students, for teachers, for our context, for our Colombian context. And I think we're adding and we're giving such a important and useful material for the Colombian context.
Teacher Andres, tell us, so it's different to talk in regions like Bogota or the Cundinamarca department, because we are in around the different or a lot of services for acquire a competence in second language. So here in this part of the country arrive a lot of foreign people. So it's common that they could interact with these persons. So in the regions, what's the reality around the people when they are looking for new ways to can acquire a second language and options like UNAD programs in this case, and others that the trade are offering in the context.
All right. Yes. Well, to continue with David's idea, yes, we are about to offer Portuguese too in the future. So we are working on that at the Institute. And yes, here in our region, especially in Bucaramanga, well, which is the city where I am, we have many different activities and kind of resources for people to work on, yes, for them to develop their skills. Like, for example, we have webinars, we have clubs, sometimes we make some conversational clubs, we have laboratories, activities, special classes, workshops, and many other activities for everyone, for our students and for people outside who don't study with us, so for them to join us and practice. This is a community, this is more than an institute, this is a community for everyone to join us, to come here and practice and develop skills or communicative skills. We always teach students how to interact with people in different contexts. So this is like our goal here, and it's what we do here.
Thank you, teacher. Okay, for our dear listeners, don't forget to follow us in our social networks, Twitter, InVilonAir, and Instagram, InVilon. And nuestro espacio comercial se invita a la audiencia a revisar la oferta del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas, InVil, con los espacios de Saber Pro, UNAD English, UNAD Kids, UNAD Francés Business English TOEFL Preparation Course. Los invitamos a comunicarse con nosotros por el Skype de la emisora RUVUNAD1 o por WhatsApp, perdón, al 300-662-3188.
Artefacto Bloqueado, un programa auspiciado por la Escuela de Ciencias Sociales, Artes y Humanidades y el Programa de Filosofía. Aquí se analizarán los diferentes fenómenos culturales propios de la cultura mainstream. Escúchanos todos los jueves a las 11 de la mañana, hora colombiana.
Salud, bienestar, energía, vitalidad, educación, comunidad, autocuidado, cultura, promoción, prevención. Todo esto lo encuentras en UNAD Vital, un programa donde la salud es el actor principal.
Escúchanos todos los lunes a las 5 de la tarde
por la radio UNAD Virtual.
Hocus Pocus. Change the way you deal with language.
That what you mentioned, what you just mentioned, Andres, is quite an interesting point of view. I'd like to mention it to add that at INVIL, our objective as an institute, and I think from the university itself, is to provide people tools, linguistic tools, sociocultural tools, every kind of tools, so they can use them outside a university life, you know? The idea for us is to focus and to teach people not just to develop in a university context, but in a life context through languages. That's why we think it is important to help students acquire enough useful and resourceful knowledge, okay, that they can put into practice out of the university context.
I would like if Andres could tell us a bit more about what is being done regarding this topic.
Yeah, thank you, John. Yes, David, I couldn't agree more. Our Language Institute has the best teachers for virtual learning. Learning language virtually is very common now. It's something that is happening around the world and also because of the pandemic. Yes, we can say that it's now very common. And we understand that at INVIL, we follow the communicative approach so people can learn through context, yes? So this is basically what is a communicative approach when people learn through contexts.
Well, Andres, that's surprising. To be honest, I didn't use to think that way. As you know, and I want all our friends to know, language teaching has evolved dramatically. Before, there was this idea that language learning was the just focused on grammar, structures, and vocabulary. Therefore, when professionals were trained to teach language, that idea was just to prove structures.
Exactly. That's why, and as Andres mentioned, he couldn't have mentioned it more precisely, at INVIL, we have the best teachers, the best trained teachers for virtual education. And there is this kind of new generation, you know, of teachers that have been trained at a new approach, more to a sociolinguistic and communicative approach, in which there is indeed a currently need for a context, for context language learning, you know? What do you think about this, Andres? I know you have mentioned a lot about this, but I would like us to know a little bit about your thoughts.
Yes. You know that what people say, what professionals in this field say, I mean, the best teachers and people who learn languages, they say that the best way to learn a language is through context, you know? As I mentioned before, when we let students to live like a role play, living in different contexts, they can understand better the language, the expressions, how to interact with other people. Yes, if we are practicing, for example, at the restaurant, the students know how to interact with people at the restaurant. And then we can go to the airport, and then we can go to, I don't know, on the street asking for an address or something like that. So this is the like what the communicative approach says. Yes, it's like working on that. Now we at the Institute, we have everything for that. Yes, even though we have the teachers, which is like they monitor the progress of the students. So it's like a good way for learning, especially in this a situation that we have now, like with the pandemic. We have all the tools that you mentioned before, guys. Yes, with virtual education.
That's impressive, and that's really interesting. And you know, when it comes to me, I sincerely think languages should be just inclusive. I think we that could be just a nice conclusion we can get to here, right? Because we have mentioned a lot about that, and by that, by inclusive language teaching, I mean that we are currently trying. Well, we're currently trying to do at UNAD University, as you have mentioned previously many times. Think of these as a way to put all contexts together and lead students, you know, towards experiencing the process of actual life, but just through languages. And I do think that is a way, a better approach for students and even teachers, and even more for the institution itself, you know? I would like to know if there is any extra idea you could add, Andres, because I know we have talked about this and we have mentioned many ideas, but probably if you had any other idea, it would be really interesting and useful for us to know.
Well, no, I want to say that our institute has everything for a real learning of language. Even French or English, yes. For example, we have in our course, we have ebooks, which is like we have technology, yes. We have great teachers, we have workshops and different other activities, yeah. For example, the ebooks that we have in our courses are very interactive for people, so they can do different kind of exercises and learn, like doing, for example, practicing listening, reading, getting vocabulary, so they can improve all the skills, the four skills with the book, and also the book is just one part of the course. So yes, that's what I wanted to say about it, because it's important to mention also what we have a great ebook in our courses.
Well, you're right, guys. I agree with you 100%. That is also why that in Bill, not only do we have English courses, but also other different language. Within that, nowadays countries are even more connected than before, and knowing just English is not the most accurate option. There is this need to get to know other cultures, to other language, to other and wider context. Andres, what do you think about the multilinguistic offer with Adinbil?
When you guys talk to people from other countries, like in the USA or Europeans, they don't only say what they like, that they like to learn a language. Yes, they want to learn about culture. For example, when I talk to other people from the United States or Europeans, they say, hey, I want to learn about Colombian culture. I want to learn about Mexican culture. I want to learn about Venezuelan culture. Yes? They don't only say, I want to learn Spanish. No, they say that they want to learn culture. And it's important when you study a language, it's important for learning culture too, because it's, in my opinion, it's part of the language, yes? And especially English, that has a beautiful history, and how the English was done, like, through the years, yes? Coming from the Old Norse in that time, like, many years ago. So, as you mentioned, we have French, English, and all of the courses are great. So I always say that, yes. An important thing that I want to say to finish is that English is the most important language around the world. People are learning English all the time. All the time people are learning English. And also French is important, it's more important every day, yes? It's also known as the Romance language. So you say it's very important and very beautiful language. Yes, we have that here at Inville.
Of course, teacher. That's the reality of the UNAD, obviously the Inville in this case. Because not only the need of the UNAD suffer just the simple English course or French course or English for Kids course, but the idea it's called offer more than another academical product. Just since the time that I worked here, I wanna understand that the purpose is called offer more elements for the people could obtain different things, not only in the academical process, but it's important to acquire elements in the same life. So I was working sometime in some simple institutes or schools where offer an statics programs of English language in this case, where just the way we're through some books and simple dynamics where the people attend over and the idea or the way for can apply or grade in the different levels are in the way for complete the activities and answer the different tests and no more. But here at the UNAD, I discovered that it's more integrated in the different dynamics. By this, I want to say that for me it's a good option, not only for regions or it's an option for teachers, because here could develop different abilities to appropriate the knowledge in a good way. This is my case. I don't know if the another teachers have the same idea around of the work here at UNAD. Well, saludamos a nuestra emisora hermana UPTC Radio en los 104.1 FM y a toda su audiencia. No olviden sintonizarnos cada miércoles a las 11 de la mañana o en repetición a las 8 de la noche para compartir, disfrutar, descubrir, practicar y aprender con Inville On Air. Recuerden nuestro correo inbilonair@gmail.com para sugerirnos, proponernos temas y, por qué no, opinar sobre nuestras temáticas. Síguenos por Twitter, @inbilonair, Instagram, @inbiloa, y por último, share, enjoy, discover, practice and learn, Inbilonair. Distancia te cura la visión con su elegancia de todo lo con que lo intentas.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.